Thank you, Mr. President. North Korea's ballistic missile launch on Sunday was highly provocative. North Korea has violated UN Security Council resolutions repeatedly. There is no dispute that their continued nuclear program threatens international peace and security. This weekend's launch defied six UN Security Council resolutions adopted over the past 10 years. North Korea is strictly prohibited from conducting any launch using ballistic missile technology. And yet, North Korea continues to proceed in defiance of the international community. North Korea's weapons programs represent a clear threat to the national security of every country in its region and have for some time. As its program continues to grow, it threatens the security of every country beyond its region as well. Against this backdrop, the relevant UN Security Council resolutions, in particular 2321 and 2270, must be fully implemented, and now. Let there be no doubt, the United States is committed to holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. We call on all states to use every available channel and means of influence to make clear to the North Korean regime and its enablers that these launches are unacceptable. All efforts to advance North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile capabilities must cease. If ever there was a situation that called for collective international action to ensure our mutual security, it is this. In this regard, the United States reaffirms its ironclad commitment to defend ourselves and our allies with the full range of our capabilities. And if I may, Mr. President, just to respond to the comments made by the representative of the DPRK with regard to U.S. Republic of Korea exercises. Our annual joint military exercises, as we have said repeatedly in this chamber, are transparent, defense-oriented, and have been carried out regularly and openly under the Combined Forces Command for roughly 40 years. They are designed to increase our readiness to defend the ROK, protect the region, and maintain stability on the Korean Peninsula. These exercises are a clear demonstration of the U.S. commitment to the alliance. The exercises are carried out in accordance with the armistice. The UN command informs the DPRK People's Army about the exercise dates and the non-provocative nature of the training. We note that the DPRK did not notify anyone about the launches we are here to discuss. Thank you, Mr. President.